This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Wireless devices send and receive data over different frequencies. And as we use more wireless devices, there's a growing need for more frequencies, what's called spectrum. Well, the government just auctioned some off, and one of the big winners was Dish. The company pulled in more than $13 billion worth of wireless licenses last week. But it might not end up paying that much for them. Dish wants to take advantage of some small business discounts to offset its bill, and that isn't sitting well with one FCC commissioner who's promised to launch an investigation. Marketplace's Annie Baxter joins us now. All right, Annie, first of all, what's the deal with these discounts?
Well, the FCC established discounts for small businesses so they can more easily compete with large corporations in the wireless technology market. And Dish is tapping those discounts through partnerships with a couple small companies it's invested in. One of the FCC commissioners, Ajit Pai, says that is not kosher. He says Dish has annual revenue of almost $14 billion and is worth about $32 billion. I talked to him earlier this morning.
It is an outrage that a Fortune 500 corporation using some shell corporations that are very creatively structured can try to claim over $3 billion worth of bidding credits that are meant for small businesses.
Pai says the taxpayer ends up footing the bill for these credits that Dish stands to benefit from.
And what is Dish saying?
I couldn't reach them right away for comment, and they've largely been staying mum about the auction. But they were cited saying the auction success is a win for the FCC, the American taxpayer, the public safety community, and small business.
Remind us what Dish does. This is not a wireless service provider. It sort of does stuff like satellite TV and internet. So why is it interested? Why is it snapping up these wireless licenses?
That is actually a really big question, apparently, on Wall Street. Over the past few years, Dish and its chief executive have been amassing a lot of wireless spectrum. Blair Levin, a former FCC chief of staff, says it's unclear if Dish will partner with another wireless company or start an independent wireless service or something else altogether. But Levin says the final result might be worth the $3 billion in discounts that Dish is seeking.
If they provide ways of so that Americans can have faster, better, and cheaper mobile services, I think we'll look back and say it was a bargain.
You know, that was actually a major goal of the government's auction of wireless spectrum, to help wireless providers meet capacity and coverage needs around the country. But the big question for FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai is whether the rules were followed in the bidding process.
Marketplace's Annie Baxter. Annie, thanks.
You're welcome.